Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm CASM Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. We spoke to State Representative Paul Anderson on Thursday, just as the budget targets came out, and he gave us some details on the importance of these targets as they're in the final days of session this weekend.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And on the ag side, we were given a target of an increase in spending of $17 million in just the House version. Well, now the Senate enters the picture, and they were given a target of basically zero of an increase. So we got a new target this morning that kind of split the difference. We'll have a $9 million to add to some spending on the ag side, and we're just looking at spreadsheets now, going over them and seeing where we could, on the House version, cut a few million dollars and then pick it up additionally on the Senate side. So, yeah, a lot of work to do, and you know, try to get these bills done. Some of these bills done, you know, ours is not as big as like the HHS bill, for example. So we can get our bill hopefully wrapped up by the weekend, I would hope.
What is some early reaction you're getting from these targets released here, Paul? What are you hearing around the building?
That's a great question. And what we're hearing is some of the more liberal folks in the DFL caucus are not happy with some of the things that were agreed to. We're going to be doing away with the unemployment benefits for part-time workers in the schools. That's going to be sunsetted in a couple of years, and there will be funding from the state to pay our school districts for that for the next 2 years. So that's a positive thing for our schools. The insurance for illegal immigrants is going to be changed significantly. We're going to allow children to stay on the state program, but any adults who are currently on the program will be taken off the program when their annual renewal. It's a yearly application enrollment process, from what I understand. So when their year is up, they'll be taken off the program. And then, of course, no new adults will be allowed to enroll for the program. And that will be dated the enactment date, which could be in a couple of weeks if all things go as planned and the governor signs the bill. And so there's just a couple of big things that some folks aren't too happy with down here.
Seems like there's an understanding on both sides of the aisle. There's just too much money being spent, correct?
These targets, Joe, cut about $6 billion off of the state budget from the one that was passed 2 years ago. Of course, that was an extremely high budget. So we're cutting $6 billion in spending over the next 2 years and really setting the state up to be in a better position to handle that projected big deficit in the biennium beginning in 2028 and 2029. So pretty good positioning, and I think a good start to get the state's finances in order after really spending through that huge surplus just a couple of years ago, and now seeing reality set in and the money just not there like it used to be.
So now that sets the table, I would assume, for some long days and long nights here with Monday the deadline, right?
Usually a tradition that we're here this final weekend. We'll be here Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday we have to finish up by midnight. I think they'll let us go to church on Sunday. We'll be back in about 1 o'clock on Sunday. But, yeah, it's going to be a long weekend, and hopefully get these bills done in each, the House and the Senate. And then they got to go to a conference committee. So how many of those actually get wrapped up by Monday night is it's going to be a challenge. But we'll do what we can and get done by the Monday night deadline and then have to come back at some point. You know, I was thinking maybe they would let things settle down and to get some of the paperwork completed, take like a week or two and then come back in June sometime. But the talk I'm hearing is that if we're close, which we should be, to just call us right back in the next day or the next couple of days.
So is there any sort of continuation bill or anything that has to be done, for example, if everything isn't completed by Monday, or no?
The deadline of Monday is just when the session has to adjourn. The real hard deadline, Joe, is June 30th. That's when the two-year biennium would end, and that's when state spending would stop if it's not appropriated. Now, the last time there was a shutdown, a significant one, was back in 2012 or 2013, and we did get the ag bill done, but that was the only bill that got done. So that department was able to function normally after June 30th when the rest of the state shut down. And I'm hearing this time around they don't want to do that. They want to have all the bills kind of go through in much the same time and not let any bills kind of sneak through ahead of time. But my concern, and we've talked about that, is that if we don't have agreements in the next couple of weeks getting out into June, and there could be some kind of a disease outbreak in livestock, we got to have that Board of Animal Health and Department of Ag ready to go to work, and can't ill afford to have a shutdown in those areas if something would happen. So we're going to try to get that ag bill done. It's not the biggest bill here. We spend about $160-170 million, and that's a kind of pocket change to some of these bigger budgets like HHS and education. So we're going to do our best to get it done and hopefully get that one to the governor just as soon as possible.
Yeah, I think the ag bill, I think someone told me it's like 0.2% or something, Paul. So, you know, it's a lot of money, but like you said, relatively small. So,
yeah, it's about 0.25%. And I've always said that the people of this state get a pretty good bang for their buck in agriculture, a lot of food safety testing, elevator grain testing, measuring and requirements. And so, of course, Board of Animal Health. Testing dairy herds now here in Minnesota, and of course all the work they did with the H5N1 influenza and those types of things. So a lot of good things done by our Department of Ag folks here.
Paul, anything else our listeners should be aware of this week?
Well, I was home last weekend, and for this time of the year, Joe, this extremely hot, windy, dry weather, I saw conditions about as dusty as I've ever seen. A neighbor had worked a field and then planted it the next day, and when he was going with the wind, straight south wind, you couldn't even see the tractor hardly for the dust. So you mentioned you got a bit of rain this morning, and hopefully we get a nice shot of rain to get some moisture back in the ground again, get some of those late planted soybean crops especially germinated, and get things up on the way and get off to a decent growing season here.
State Representative Paul Anderson joining us on Chasm Radio this past week on Thursday for our weekly update as the session wrapping up here this weekend and wrapping up officially on Monday. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service.